Hey, what's up, Toby? We made it to another Friday.
Indeed.
Good to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. Today, I want to talk about what we were struggling on right before we kicked this
Pain
off.
and suffering of simple collaboration in the modern world.
Yeah, so Toby and I we've started a list because for the Process Step podcast, we should actually probably follow a list, which embarrassingly enough, we have not. We have had one list item, which is record a podcast once a week. That's been successful. We're trying
But
to.
it's a great way to get started,
Oh, yeah.
right? Our ambitions were low. One recording a week, God knows what it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, and it proved that we were both committed.
That's right.
And so, but we've been adding a list. And what's interesting is we ran into something that you don't run into in knowledge work a lot, which is the frustration of technology. I.e. logins, i.e. emails, i.e. whatever. And so
Oh my God.
that's today's process topic of the day.
I'll tell you, let me step back and I want to explain for listeners the experience that I just went through, which is, Chris, you said, hey, come join me in Wix. We'll take a few minutes and set up our profiles. Wix is the platform for the website. And like a lot of folks, I use a password manager. So I go to log in. Nope, that's not your password.
It's not your password.
Okay. So I hit reset. Wix in particular, and they're not unique in this. I've just given them my email and I give them the password for my password manager, and it says one of these is incorrect.
Oh, yeah.
So what it asks is, would you like to reset your password? So I hit the button yes and I go over to my email. Chris, I sat here staring at you, kind of stunned look on my face, hitting refresh in my email. Well, I go back to the Wix browser, and what it says is it didn't automatically send it given the email address I'd already provided. It said, give us your email address. That was the screen it took me to. So here's a system issue that's super common, right? You go to log in, we've given it an email address that's associated with us. But then when we ask for it to resend a password to reset it asks us to resubmit the email. Clearly a process dead. That's a friction to adoption
Oh,
issue,
for
I
sure.
think.
100%.
And I'm sure it's on everybody's bug list, but it goes way down the list because it's not a pain that causes people to leave. So,
Well, what's interesting about this is like just in knowledge work in general, this
yeah.
is probably the most simple and most complicated piece of thing that we do, which is just logging in. And yet we just assume that we're out there doing our work, magically working away on stuff that's significantly more complex, significantly more mentally intensive. And we're like,
We
oh, they
spent what,
got it.
10
They'll be
minutes?
fine. They'll be fine. They've got it.
It's true. Just hit reset.
Just hit
So
reset.
it's like the new guy hazing. It's out on SharePoint. It's out on Google Drive. Just go find
That's
it.
funny.
But to your point, the irony is that when tools don't do what they're supposed to do, and I had a couple levels of failure, the Wix site didn't do what I expected it to do, and then my password manager wasn't capturing the new password properly, so I had to manually go through and delete it. All of a sudden, the purpose, which was to go update the profiles that you and I are going to take a few minutes to do, we spent 20 minutes simply because the tools weren't behaving the way that intuitively we expect modern tools to work. And so I started laughing when you're like, this is our topic this week.
I
Because
don't.
it's universal, you know? And so when we talk about collaboration tools, come join us, team, join a Zoom, and in your other browser, open up a shared document. We have two pregnant assumptions that people can both attend the meeting, and that we've set up a shared document properly for them to access. And to your point, most of the time, we don't even think about these things.
Well, and the thing is like when it works, it's fine, right? When it doesn't work, right? And like, and this is a known system. It's a known access pattern, right?
Absolutely.
And what's interesting to me is like I kind of was over here chuckling because I'm the administrator. I'm logged in just fine. So it's easy for me to
Works for
laugh.
me.
It's easy for me to laugh at other people. It's totally fine. But what struck me is that so much of our work is not done in the open like that. And so much of those little micro frustrations around not just logins, but an Excel spreadsheet, or trying to figure out what your boss wants, they just end up being so much more nebulous and so much harder. And yet we get caught up on just such, like, we just get stuck. Like, as knowledge workers, we just get stuck all the time, and we can't put on a sad face or a mad face or any, we can only put on a happy LinkedIn face that says, all's good. Well, look at me, we're hiring. Like, that's the only face that you can put on. but yet, like, our work is really hard, and we don't, since oftentimes we're not working together, we're working around each other. Right. You know, like, I'm a little envious to my dad. He did manual construction forever. And there's something about working together on doing something manual and lifting something and pushing stuff around and building stuff. And like, it's a different, it's like we've lost connection because we've lost the process of physical work.
Chris, I love that contrast. And I've talked about it over the last year. I've stepped outside of my traditional management consulting world, so technology heavy and facilitation.
Yep.
And I've been doing project management in the construction world as an owner's rep.
Yep.
Which just means I work for a very busy executive. Yep. And they said, I care about three things. I want you to go handle the rest of the decisions.
Yep.
And ask questions of myself and team so that we can do our daily jobs while we get this building renovated.
Yeah.
And the point that you just made about your dad is so true. It's not a question whether the 2x4s are available for use on site that day. It's abundantly clear. There is not. And then the other question is, do we have the guys with hammers to turn the 2x4s into framing? And the answer is either they're there with their equipment or they are not.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not like I can't seem to access the stack of 2x4s. Yeah, yeah. I can't access the acoustics tiles to finish out the drop ceiling. It is a different world, and all of that dialogue is more about the logistics of, can you grab the other end of that for me, or hey, can you cut this down so I don't have to get up and down off the ladder? That's not the world you and I live in.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Right?
No, I joke with my dad. I'm like, I got, like, let me bring over my typing fingers and help you with your yard work, Clay.
I know.
Check these out. Yeah. These are amazing. It is.
Look at the calluses on these fingertips, Dad. What do you want me to do? Kung fu. I'll punch my way through that board since sawing isn't in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, the last time I got calluses on my fingers was probably from playing video games, and that's been a while, but it's crazy. It's crazy.
True, but Chris, you know, the other element that this brings up is that you and I got on our call at the scheduled time to do a recording.
Yep.
And we thought we were going to digress for just a brief second or a couple seconds of update.
Yep.
And it became this this trail that then became an access management problem.
Yep.
And our core focus was recording an episode today.
Totally.
And I think that just encapsulates so much of what collaboration looks like.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, if you take a document so far and say, Toby, can you give me a peer review? Then either I have enough context to do it or I don't.
Yep.
But those two things can happen asynchronously.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's, Toby, can you give me a peer review as I draft an article? Then it becomes pretty messy at best.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't be editing what you're crafting on the fly.
Yeah.
And I think that's a little bit of the dysfunction in modern collaboration.
Yeah, it makes me think of, you know, demos that have gone bad. You know what I mean? Like, where it's basically like the house of cards in which, like, I've just been thinking in my mind, I've been thinking, like, have I had any of those times where it was like one of those things where you, like, you come in and you're like sweating bullets, but you just make it at the finish line and you're like trying to act cool as a cucumber, but in reality, you're like, the whole thing's just a total shit show.
It's so fragile. Yeah. Yeah. Stay on the happy path. Don't look over there.
Yeah. Nothing to see here. Yeah. Nothing to see here.
That's right.
I saw an article on, you know, on the the original iPhone demo. And the only reason it worked is because it was so ridiculously scripted. Like every single button push was to the button, right? Like to the point, because it was just that unstable at that point.
Isn't that incredible? It's talking about changing expectations. I remember getting software pitched to me when I was doing IT strategy in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. And it was quite literally, there wasn't even a touch screen at this point, right? So that's mouse clicks through a PowerPoint where they've made that object in the PowerPoint a hyperlink to the next slide.
Okay. That's kind of cool. So, but yeah.
Pretty smart, right? Yeah. Required zero code. It's total vaporware.
Yep.
Because it was all in PowerPoint.
That's fine.
But you know, whether it's that or whether it's the iPhone, which has gone on to work incredibly well for billions of people.
Yep.
I don't even know your actual subscriber base, hundreds of millions. And I think there's something that gets lost in the permissioning.
Yeah.
And by that permissioning, I mean like giving each other the grace, not be perfect on day one.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, our first goal was, can you and I commit to getting together and recording something? Yeah. And we don't care what the feedback is or whether people enjoy it, but we recorded something.
The other funny thing about just us trying to kick off new process is that it's just messy every single time. Like, I can't think of, you know, I can't think of a single process that basically has gone on without a hitch that's not like a micro change, right? So like I've been thinking about, you know, like a new PMO organization comes in and they try to dramatically change everything, and it's just fits and starts and frustrations and annoyances, but then eventually it just kind of lands. And I just feel like what's so funny about this in the whole, like, just in considering process debt, is that this is like a little microcosm of just the difficulty of just a simple change, where it's like, look, we just want an agenda. When we come on, we're going to do some things. We're going to go and check our, you know, our tens of followers on process debt, on our process debt page. We're going to go through all that stuff. But even that little shift, it just takes significantly more effort than we would expect. And as long as we're consistent, the impact will be significantly better because we will be shooting at better targets. Like it's this really funny thing where, like, we as humans, we want to just kind of ignore that. We want to just ignore reality, I think, a lot of times.
And I think too, the element is like, once I've moved past the frustration, I can now log in.
Yeah.
It seems like we often make the assumption everybody can log in.
Yeah.
Right. Or I know that I take a left at the old barn.
Yeah.
Surely everybody knows we take a left at the old barn. And sometimes the directions aren't as useful. Yeah. And I think in the modern world, we're still saying, well, go down to where the Jones's place used to be 20 years ago and take a left. That's how our dad did directions. You know, remember where the old fishing hole was, but now it's paved over. Go there and then take a right hand turn and go a quarter mile. I feel like we're still doing that to each other, but inadvertently, and you're doing it as our processes change.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is we were trying to hand off a piece of work, a piece of collective work, where it was literally as simple as like a single row for each one of us. And it was like struggle bus city.
Oh my gosh, man. It's so true. I will say, for our listeners, success. I'm logged in now properly. You know, worst thing. And struggle bus city, brother. Yeah. 100%. 100%. So, no, but I think that the call out around how we navigate change, but also the changes that we ourselves have navigated, there's also the implication that others are only coming to that.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a net new employee or collaborator. It's just that it might be a very familiar motion for us, but for somebody else, it could be their first or second through that motion.
Well, it's been funny because, you know, we've talked about this a couple times where we like, you know, magic button, stand-ups like 3 days a week. We have an SOP. You literally go to basically what's like a Word doc and you follow it step by step. And what's interesting is like, it took a while. It's taken a while to kind of get people adjusted to it, because what we want to do is we always want to go to homeostasis, right? Which is, I want to go into a meeting. I want to stare at a screen. I want to, I want to talk, and I want to in my head complain about the other people talking. Sure. Maybe that's just me. But we want to go into those meetings and we want them to kind of happen, but we don't realize that like our world is so complex. You can't just have a meeting with a single screen. Like you just can't, I mean, you can, but it will be an ineffective meeting that doesn't serve the greater purpose of the whole.
Yeah. It's interesting, Chris, because if we go to the physical world, the non-online meeting world,
yeah,
I feel the same way. Like I expect people to bring a notepad and pen, or I expect them to bring a laptop to take notes. I don't mind traditionally that if a notebook and pad, they're doodling.
Yeah.
That's how some people process. But when they bring their laptop, I don't know if they're on task.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're watching cat videos or replying to email or just deleting all the emails I've sent them asking for follow-ups. Yep. Any of those things can be equally true. And so this new world, having the SOPs is one way to keep us on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah. Working with people.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to be better off when we're the last person working with all the AI bots? Maybe that last guy, is it going to be a beautiful English experience?
AI will save the world. Not really. Sure. I'm not sold. I mean, AI is great. It's a great personal assistant, which maybe we should talk about. Like I was just thinking about TVs, right? And how everybody's like, oh my gosh, TV. Like, oh, even before that, the radio was going to just
save like, the world.
It was going to save the world or kill the world or whatever.
Before that, I think it was smoke signals.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
Or the telegraph, totally. I guess. And then
smoke signals, but it's a new technology and we will leverage it and figure it out and probably have new jobs that come out of it.
Truly. I think that's, I can't wait to offload all the things that I forget to my AI assistant.
Oh, for sure.
That then remembers and does them, like dishes. And that's what I want my AI assistant to do. Load and unload the dishwasher, sweep the house, grab dirty clothes, load and unload those. I don't think we're there yet.
No.
Those are the tasks I did offload.
I did have this will be the parting shot here. I did have this thought around like how long it takes to do the dishes.
Yeah.
Right. Like, have you ever done that where you time it with your kid and it takes like a total of like 3 minutes and 30 seconds? And like the amount of complaining, even internally or with your kid or whoever, takes a good like 45 minutes. And you're like, why didn't we just do the thing? Like we are like, it kind of goes back to that. Like we love homeostasis. Dude. Like we love to sit in the mud. Like we really do.
And wallow.
Correct.
I know.
Correct.
No.
All righty, man. Well, we made it another week.
It is. Right. And we're all logged in.
All right. We'll catch you next week. Thanks, man.
See you, buddy.
Bye.